Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news story, US state and federal governments are starting to get serious about encouraging digital infrastructure development, but investors familiar with European fiber to home face a very different US market structure and risk-reward balance, says TXF's project finance editor Tom Nelthorpe. On our essentials news offering in the project and export space, Indonesia's state-owned electricity utility, PLN, is expected to mandate EPC contractors and lenders by the end of next month for its 200-megawatt Lumpang gas-fired power project in Indonesia. State-owned oil and gas company, Pertamina, is expected to mandate banks in Q3 for its $5 billion Balingpan refinery expansion in East Kalimantan. Pricing guidance was issued earlier in the week on the €490 million debt backing the Europort's acquisition by a consortium comprising R, Logitech, and state-owned investors PMV and FPIM. And sponsors of the $250 million Port Kembla gas terminal in Australia, Squadron Energy, Marubeni Corporation, and JERA are expected to make a final investment decision on the funds backing the scheme around the middle of 2019. Over in the commodity finance space, the new chief executive of US-based Bunge said the company needs to downsize in the short term and earn the right to grow again by avoiding costly mistakes and operating with financial discipline. Vancouver-headquartered Lithium Americas Corp has announced that Tom Hodgson has retired as CEO. Ivanhoe Mines has raised $49 million after partner Zinjen Mining Group fully exercised its anti-dilution rights. And Sundance Energy Australia has reported a significant increase in its borrowing base and also a pricing reduction following a scheduled spring redetermination. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Patrick de Villabis, Director of Consulting at CGI, has revealed part two of his blog series titled Today's Trade Finance Challenges. India-headquartered Prime Chain Technologies has released Invoice Chain, a blockchain-powered global marketplace for the invoice discounting industry. Invoice Chain is available in two models, web application and API service. The World Bank has approved the Kosovo Financial Sector Strengthening Project to improve access to finance, micro and small and medium-sized enterprises by strengthening the financial and technical capacity of the Kosovo Credit Guarantee Fund. And C-SPAN Corporation has closed its new $1 billion portfolio financing program. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.